This meeting is being recorded.
Welcome to Chamber Chat. This is Jack Llewellyn from the Durango Chamber of Commerce. And yes, we are recording this via Zoom. And for Chamber upcoming events like Durango Rocks on May 3rd, simply go to durangobusiness.org. Check that out. A reminder is also we are asking people to pre-register for all of our upcoming events so we get head counts and to let caterers and the hosts know how many people to expect. So I'm here with Priscilla Sherman. You're the Visitor Information Services and Retail Operations Manager for San Juan Mountains Association. How are you, Priscilla?
I'm great. How are you this morning?
You know, I am doing really good for a Monday, you know, kind of trying to get the brain woken up for, I'm going to say work mode, but you guys have exciting news. Looks like you're going to start opening up your locations early May.
Yeah, we're very excited. After 2 years, as of the 17th of March, all the Forest Service offices in the region have been closed for 2 years, which means all of our stores have been closed. We were able to partially open this summer so you can come to the door, but coming in our store has not been a possibility for 2 years. So as of May 2nd, if all goes and continues to keep well with the coronavirus, we should be able to open most all of our locations. So
nice.
Very excited.
So I know you're located in the Tech Center, 15 Burnett Court, and I know, let's see, I would go there to get my rock permit, you know, so I get landscape rock up in the forest, and then also you guys have all the maps and all the information, hiking books, just an amazing amount of information as well as the store. But before we went on air, I didn't even realize this, you have 14 outlets.
We have a store at the Montrose Public Land Office in Montrose. We have a store in Norwood at the Ranger District Office. And in the San Juan, we have one in Pagosa and Dolores, as well as the Tech Center here. And Bayfield has a small little store as well. And then over in the Rio Grande, we have a store in Sawatch, Monta Vista, Del Norte, Creed, and also down in La Jara at the Conejos District. So yeah, we're everywhere. And our big thing, like you say, our number one seller is maps, which still kind of surprises me that people are reliant, and I'm happy that they are, because no one should be without a map as well as the modern convenience of a GPS. But so yeah, maps are one of our big sellers. Guidebooks are also another big one. And then we do sell quite a few gifts. And we've been trying to focus, pretty much everything that comes out of our store has some sort of a meaning to the mission of being respectful and taking care of public lands. But we've really concentrated in, we were hoping to open last year, on Leave No Trace products. Mm-hmm. And for anyone who's familiar with that, the big one is to be prepared before you go anywhere. So maps fall into that. And then to dispose of waste properly, we sell rest stop bags, and we also sell trowels and reusable water bottles, which is another thing to reduce waste. We sell emergency blankets, whistles, you know, anything that could be for safety and being prepared is one of our focuses. So we're pretty excited about that. We have t-shirts, San Juan Forest t-shirts, Wemenich t-shirts, adults, kids. We have a good variety of things, and every year we add new products. And because we've been closed for the last 2 years, we have taken the show on the road. We've done some pop-up stores. Animas River Days will be there again this year, CPW during hunting season. And this year we experimented with our tree lot, and we put a pop-up store there, which we will continue to do some pop-up store community outreach, spreading the word for not just our San Juan Mountains Association, but for being respectful, leaving no trace, and being also able to give people all the information so they can have a fun, enjoyable, and safe experience in our forests.
Well, and
So,
you
yeah.
know, in addition to all of that, what I'm always amazed is the wealth of information that you and your employees have. Anytime someone comes to the Chamber of Commerce, I'm always like, go visit the San Juan Mountains Association, you know, in the tech center, you know, and just to find out, you know, where the hiking trails, what trails are open, what you need to know, you know, and just what you said, what you need to be prepared. And it amazes me every time I'm there, and it's been obviously more than 2 years since I've been in the office, but just, you know, all the information they have. You know, if I said, I need an easy hiking trail, I had back surgery not too long ago, what do you recommend? And you guys will give me all the information I need.
Yeah, we take pride in that. You know, we are all outdoor people. All of us spend time out in the forest, in any forest, not just the San Juan, but we spend time out there. And so we're very knowledgeable and excited to help people. I think the biggest thing that we can provide too is updates on when the roads open, when they close, what the conditions are on the roads, what the conditions are in hiking trails and campgrounds. And, you know, dispersed camping has become a big thing these days because there's so much increase in people coming to do recreational activities that the campgrounds can't always accommodate all that. So dispersed camping has become pretty popular. So yeah, we do provide a lot of knowledge for what you can do and how you can do it here in the San Juans.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, we also not just have stores in these other locations, but in the past 2 years, we have put employees in different locations. We have an SGME employee in Montrose and in the three different offices in the Rio Grande. And here in Durango, Pagosa, and Dolores, we also have SGME employees.
I was going to ask, do you monitor also, I do a lot of four-wheeling, do you monitor the four-wheel trails up above Silverton and in all that area as well?
We do. That's a huge part of what we do, even though it's mostly all on BLM land. We represent, you know, either agency for getting information on any road conditions, whether it be in the forest or on BLM land, or, you know, most of the Alpine Loop is on county roads. So it's a constant job to keep finding what's open, what's closed, and the current conditions. And then we also do a lot with fire. You know, if there's fire restrictions, that's another big part of our job, to know where fire restrictions are in place and what they are, what stage they're at. So
I'm curious, what are like the top two or three questions that you hear when people are asking about, you know, some of the things for us, you know, where's the train station, where's a good place to eat, things of that nature. But what are the things that you hear from outdoor enthusiasts?
Well, I can tell you some funny things and I can tell you some normal things. Normal is, you know, Do you have room in the campground, you know, and they'll call this number, but the campgrounds don't have phones. So that's one of the more popular questions. Is there availability if I come on a Friday? And so that's a big one, where to go hiking, and especially information about hiking in the wilderness is another big important one. And then we get a lot of questions about hunting. I mean, hunters are already starting to call us to identify where their unit is and how they can access it and the roads and whatnot. So that, yep. And road conditions, those are probably the biggest questions we get on a regular basis. And then people wanting forest products, you know, like yourself calling about rock permits or wood permits or Christmas tree permits. So those are forest products that we represent and sell for the forest. And then we have the separate products that we sell for San Juan Mountains Association. And I'd like to add to the money that we make, the profit that we make from any of our stores goes right back into our stewardship programs. So that's the big benefit of having anybody local come and support the stores. It's going right back into your hometown forest. So,
and another way people can support, I don't know if you still have time, I think maybe it closed up, but you also do the San Juan Skyway brochure, which is a great brochure, and you know, we have a lot of people that come here, and I always tell them, you know, do the loop, you know, do the San Juan Skyway. You'll see some of the prettiest country you'll ever see in America.
Yeah, I know. I tell people that all the time too. Yeah, for many, many years, I don't know if maybe since the beginning, San Juan Mountains Association has been the organizer and the keeper of the San Juan Skyway brochure. And then it's been 3 years now since we've had to reprint it, but this is the year to reprint it. So we've been scouting out sponsors to do that. It's a pretty big expense, but it's a beautiful brochure. People keep it as a keepsake because it has a lot of history and great pictures in it. So it's a great asset for us to have and be able to share with other offices and chambers.
Yeah. Now, and along the lines of what San Juan Mountains Association, I'm curious how many paid employees, and then how many volunteers? I bet you have a huge amount of volunteers that work with you.
We do. Yeah, we do have a huge amount of volunteers. I don't know the exact number. It changes, you know, according to the season. You know, we have people that only come to work at the tree lot, and we have people that work on wilderness trails. And we now have, you know, we merged with Durango Nature Studies. So we now have volunteers that work in our education programs. And our programs have been so successful. The summer ones filled up in 90 minutes this year.
Like, wow.
It's been great. Yeah, well, I'm really proud of the efforts made, especially during the pandemic. For everybody that works here is incredibly passionate about what they do and incredibly dedicated to what they do. And so it's a great organization to support. We do a lot of great stuff.
Are you still in need of volunteers at any of your 14 offices or locations?
Yeah, we're always in need of volunteers. We never turn down a volunteer, that's for sure. And since we've been closed for 2 years, we haven't had volunteers at our offices, but we'll be looking for volunteers to help out this summer in our Durango office and possibly Pagosa and Dolores office.
Yeah.
So I oversee the staff in the other offices, all 14 of them, but I don't oversee their getting volunteers. But the staff is all under my direction.
Yeah. Now, earlier you mentioned, you know, when I asked you, so I got you sidetracked, but you were going to mention a couple funny questions that, like, when do the deer turn to elk, or when do the bears come out? We get those questions. What are some of the ones that you get?
Oh boy. Well, the one that really comes to my mind is one day somebody called and they were asking me about getting to trails that led to water. And so I'm thinking, you know, okay, what trail just leads to water? And there were some other details that made it a little bit difficult for me to figure out what they were asking, because that it wasn't just water, it was a beach.
Oh.
And I was like, a beach. Wow, a beach. And I said, so where are you? He was in San Juan, Puerto Rico.
Oh. a little different San Juan.
Yeah, a little different. And we both just started laughing. And I was like, yeah, well, there's not really any beaches around here. And you're a little bit far away for me to help you out. But that was one. Yeah, we have threatened many times of keeping a journal for the silly questions we get asked.
Yeah, it's funny you say that, because we do that at the chamber. And there's definitely been some fun things that we've helped folks do and figure out. One time we had somebody that said, I'm staying at an Airbnb and I don't know how to use the Keurig coffee maker. So we walked them through. Jennifer on my staff walked her through how to use the Keurig. It was pretty funny. We've only got about 45 seconds left. So Priscilla, again, you're with the San Juan Mountains Association. What is your website?
sjma.org.
San Juan Mountain Association.org. Yep.
Bookstore on there. We've been selling stuff online during the shutdown. I want to quickly mention May 21st, Colorado Public Lands Day. We're having a big celebration here at 15 Burnett Court. Stay tuned for more details. It will be a sale and education experience and quite a few other folks joining us. So we're pretty excited about that. It'll be kind of the kickoff for the season and the celebration of our public lands.
Well, and again, it's sjma.org. Priscilla, thank you for hanging in there during the pandemic, and thank you for everything you do.
Well, Well, thank you for inviting us to speak today. We really appreciate that.
You bet. We got to send it back to the studios. You've been listening to Chamber Chat.
That was fun. I hope I did okay.
I'm trying to...